With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. Category 2 is what Hurricane Florence has been downgraded to as of late Wednesday, but was still considered extremely dangerous and potentially life-threatening. Florence's nighttime winds are down to 110 miles per hour from a high of 140, but forecasters expect that the hurricane will jump back to a Category 4 by mid-morning. They predict the storm will make landfall by tonight or sometime on Friday. North and South Carolina, along with Virginia, Maryland, and Georgia, remained under states of emergency ahead of Mike Tyson punch the storm was expected to deliver. A far-left Democrat who had the backing of groups allied with Bernie Sanders fell decisively in Wednesday's Rhode Island Democratic gubernatorial primary, capping a bitter slugfest and marking the latest in a series of setbacks for fringe progressive groups seeking to take their views into the mainstream. Incumbent Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo easily brushed off an insurgent challenge from the former Secretary of State Matt Brown, who refused to take money from corporate PACs and heavily courted Sanders voters in the state during the campaign. Raimondo wins set up a rematch with pro-Trump Mayor Alan Fung, who came in just 4 points behind Raimondo in a three-way race in 2014. New text messages between ex-FBI employees Peter Strzok and Lisa Page reveal that others were leaking like mad in the run-up to the Trump-Russia collusion probe. According to new communications between the former lovers obtained by Fox News, a lengthy exchange on December 15th appears to reveal a potential leak operation for political purposes. And a source told Fox that Quinn refers to Richard Quinn, who served as chief of media and investigative publicity for the FBI. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700.
And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.